Hello, everyone. My name is Nidia Paniza. I work with the success team at Van Heck. And today I'm very, very thrilled to have Vladimir Andrade with us. Vladimir is a successful Van Hecker, hired and relocated from Brazil to Canada. Vladimir relocated last year with his partner, Rafael. And he's a very special guest today in this episode because he's a member of Pride Community. And since we are celebrating Pride Month, we wanted to bring Vladimir to discuss about diversity, inclusion, and of course, spread the word about how to support the Pride community. Here at Van Heck, we believe in making, you know, our community feel welcome, celebrated, empowered. And this month, we are proudly show our support for the Pride community by raising the progressive Pride flag in our social channels. We also have a blog post discussing this topic. So welcome, Vladimir, to this special episode. And so people can know you more. If you can, please share a little bit about yourself, where you come from, what you are doing right now in Canada, so people can know you more.
For sure. Hi, everyone. I am Vladimir, Vladimir for those from Brazil. I am currently located in Toronto, have moved here last September. I work as a product manager here at a local company, and I have been working as a product manager for the past 5 years or so. And yeah, I'm from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, born and raised. But before coming to Canada, I was in Manaus, where I met and got together with my partner, Rafael, who is also in the tech industry. He's a UX UI designer. And we've been together for the last 5 years or so. Wow. So it's been a little while.
Yeah, for sure. So you came from Brazil to work and live in Canada with your partner. And how would you describe like the current situation when we talk about diversity, inclusion, like in Brazil versus in Canada? When you think about workplace, but life in general, like what are the, how can you describe that for us?
Sure. So for workplace in general, I feel like in Canada, we are a little bit ahead. There, most companies, they do have DEI initiatives. So DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Programs, where they hire and they help members of minorities inside their workplace to address difficult topics, to promote those agendas in those workplaces as well. In Brazil, although we do see those initiatives as well in larger, more mature companies, it's not everywhere that you see. Mm-hmm. So specifically in those programs where you feel supported in the workplace, where things exist with the sole purpose of supporting those minority or at-risk groups. Okay. It's I would say that although you see that in Brazil, it's not as common. Here, everywhere you look, they do have a disclaimer in the even in their open positions, LinkedIn and their website, mentioning mm-hmm. their DEI initiatives. So hiring people from the Pride community, from minorities such as Latinx, Blacks, disabled people as well. So there are a lot of programs like that. In terms of life in general, I feel like Canada is much more receptive. Brazil is still a little bit of a conservative country when it relates to the LGBTQ community, which I can speak for being a part of it. So Toronto, which is my only experience living, is a very diverse place. You can see people from all backgrounds. You can see people from all gender identities, from all sexual orientations, walking together down the street, respecting each other.
Yeah.
Whereas in Brazil, unfortunately for the LGBTQ community, we consistently read about violence against minorities. And that's just the sad reality of.
I feel like very emotional when I see Justin Trudeau, that is our first prime minister, raising the flag. So this is just like an example of leadership and that we all feel welcome, right?
Exactly.
So this is, I mean, of course we can find challenges. Maybe we will talk about challenges, but I think it's a, I think we need to lead by example. Well, like we see our leaders, right? When it comes to like a diversity and inclusion. So you talked about like how Canada is like very diverse and multicultural. So in what ways do you think this diversity contributes positively to society, but I think in particular the workplace? Do you think like companies are more welcome like the Pride community and other people because the country itself is diverse?
I would say so, yes. So it's very common for you to join a meeting in, I would say, the average Canadian company, and you'll encounter people from all backgrounds, all skin colors, all gender identities. There's no real segmentation or segregation in any sense from that word, from what I've experienced so far.
Okay.
What you do, whereas in Brazil, the tech community specifically is still very cis white, cis hetero white, generally. So although you do, of course, see people in those positions working and doing great work,
okay,
I don't feel like there's an actual effort or program or anything else that supports getting those people into those positions, right? So that's my 2 cents on that.
So do you think these would be like the main challenge for like people from the Pride community to, for example, find a job in the tech industry? Not like in Canada, you said that it's more, you feel that it's okay, that it's happening, like these initiatives, but like in the tech industry as a whole, do you think this can be like a challenge for people from the Pride community to find a job?
I can only speak from my own experience. I never felt any difficulty searching or finding a job, but okay, that's very particular to me, to my how I present, okay, specifically because I am cis gay and I don't present, like I don't have any specific thing that gets picked up. I'm a private person, so that doesn't come up all the time. Mm-hmm. So personally, I haven't experienced it before. And of course, being a person from Brazil, you learn how to compartmentalize that portion of yourself so that you can avoid having that, mm-hmm, you know, rejection, have that feeling of rejection, or avoid feeling like you don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a loaded question for me specifically because my own past experiences and from my generation as well, like I grew up generation Gen Y, so millennial, very different situation from like our Gen Z,
which is
like braving new worlds and opening up conversations where we never had, although we did advance, like our generation advanced the agenda so much, like there's still so much road to tread, right?
Yeah, amazing. Thank you for sharing, Vladimir. So when you were considering like an international career or relocation itself, like did you have any particular motivation for choosing Canada, or it was like more organic and happened in your life?
So Canada is actually kind of a funny situation a little bit. My partner, when I met him, he was studying French for a few years already.
Okay.
He's like intermediate advanced kind of level in French. So during the pandemic, we started talking about, oh, maybe, you know, we should try to live elsewhere. I do have a Portuguese citizenship, so of course Europe was also an option. Canada ended up being the ideal place for us because I have a decent grasp of the English language. He also does, but he also has French. And that can come in handy in positions, in like general life here in Canada. So it's not like we chose Canada per se. It was definitely a goal for us. But of course, when I applied to a position that was, you know, Toronto based, I was like, oh, what if? I wish. Why not? And
yes,
you know, interview, go through the stages, and then eventually get hired. And then like, oh, okay. So that thing we talked about, oh, Canada would be such a good place. It,
wow,
like, it becomes reality, and then you have to really look at it as the reality.
The universe is hearing us.
So, yeah, of course.
Yes, like it's so funny because like my husband would be like for his entire life planning to live in North America. Like, he was like, oh, when I get retired and I go to North America and blah, blah, blah. More like United States. And my dream was like to come to Canada. So yeah, like not similar to your story, but I thought like, oh, Canada would be amazing. And then we fall in love. So, and now we are so funny.
Yeah, it is funny because I also had that growing up, like United States is my end goal. And then I got to work there for a year as a designer. Oh. And then I was like, oh, it's not all that.
Yeah,
you know, it has definitely has its problems as a society and as, you know, the general place for you to live and belong. So that kind of broke that dream for me, that experience that I had, not in a negative way, like not like, oh, I would never, but it it definitely went down the list, right? And then Canada being close enough, similar society, similar culture, the added benefit of the second language in French, and then, you know, adding my partner.
It's a huge advantage, by the way.
Exactly. So it just made so much more sense. And of course, we have free healthcare. So whereas the United States, they don't. So that's
housing, though, it's a challenge.
I mean,
housing,
we can get in a whole argument about it worldwide, but for sure.
There is no such a thing as perfect, but I feel that we are very the best place.
It's a step in the right direction, right?
Step in the right direction, for sure. So I think we are finishing our interview for today. And I know that you were in the leadership role. So as a product manager, in your opinion, what should the leaders play in promoting diversity and inclusion within a company, and how they can ensure a meaningful change where everyone is welcomed, everyone is, you know, feel that they belong?
Yeah, that's a pretty great question. I would say that the important thing is to create safe spaces for people who don't belong in the general group, where they feel like they don't belong into the general group. So me, myself, being a part of a minority, but still fitting the role of a cisgendered man from that, you know, is gay and is a part of the LGBTQ community. I just want to feel safe in the work environment. And I would say that most of my peers that are members of those communities, they also want to feel safe. They want to feel heard. They want to feel represented. Representation is very important. We want to see more Tim Cooks, you know, Tim Cook being the CEO of Apple. He's an openly gay man. And we want to see more diverse people running those companies, more diverse people in those leadership positions, because that signals that we also can get there. That's the most important thing. I'm very much behind anyone from any minority community who wants to grow or change into a tech career. Mm-hmm. I really want to see more diverse people in those roles, executing those roles successfully, being praised and recognized by it, because that opens the avenue for more people to join. Totally. And that's the most important thing. We need to trust that people from those communities are not pity hires. They are as capable of executing as anyone else. That shouldn't matter. That should be invisible when you're considering hiring someone. And then once you do have those people hiring, executing those roles successfully, doing beautiful work, mm-hmm. you know, recognize, promote, and then we can see that those doors are more open and are more people can walk through them in the steps of those who have walked before them. So, and this is exactly what Pride is, right? We're walking on the roads that our previous generation kind of laid for us. It's the Stonewall riots and getting that conversation started. And slowly but surely over the last 30 something years, changing the perspective on the conversation of the LGBTQ community. So,
yeah, simply amazing. No words to thank you enough, Vladimir, for your amazing, you know, thoughts and for sharing your perspective. I think we need to, you know, keep moving and keep talking and keep educating ourselves. And so we can create more and more awareness and support even more or we should be doing that, Pride communities and any other minorities. So thank you so much for coming today, and I'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having me, and bye.
Bye-bye.